a way which seemeth right unto man. But the end thereof are the ways of death. It was just so clear. I can't say I got a whole bunch more than this, but I do know what I heard. There is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I felt in my spirit to preach this message standing at the crossroads. Standing at the crossroads. Jesus, you know, Lord, why you laid this on my heart. God, I fully trust you right now, Lord, to believe that you are going to speak. God, that there is someone in this room here today who needs to hear this message. Only you know, Lord, why you laid this on my heart. But God, I trust you in this moment. And God, I ask, Lord, for your anointing right now. God, I ask, Lord, that you would help me to preach your word. God, I pray, Lord, that the words that I say and the words that I speak, Lord, would not be mine. But Lord, that your anointing would come upon me, and God, that you would speak through me. Because I believe represented in this room here today are people who have a decision to make. God, this church has a decision to make. So God, I pray that standing here at this crossroad, God, that the path that we choose would be the one that follows you. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to look to somebody by you and tell them you're standing at a crossroads. My wife and I just the other day were driving, and I'm sure we've all been in this situation. Us men have the reputation of not stopping and asking for directions, and there is this new invention, it is called a GPS, that has saved us many a miles and many of embarrassments. Because I don't have to stop and ask for directions. I can just follow the GPS and allow it to show me the way to go. Well, my wife and I were driving, and we weren't really that far from home. And we came to an intersection, And we weren't exactly sure whether to turn right or to go straight. And she, as we were getting close, she says, well, just turn on your GPS. And I told her these fateful words. We're not that far from home. We'll be okay. And next thing I knew, instead of being in Talmadge, I was in Suffield. I had come to a crossroads. I had come to a place of decision. And I can stand here right now and tell you that I made the wrong choice. Every one of us in our lives at different places, at different points, as we journey, we come to points of decisions. I like the way the prophet records it when he says, you've come to the valley of decision. We come to a place where we have to make a choice. Do I turn to the left? Do I turn to the right? Do I go straight? Which way am I supposed to go? We've all hiked from time to time and we've gone places, and you come to a fork and you have to decide which is the way to go. And I'm glad a lot of times when we make these choices that they really don't have a very big consequence. I mean, whether I ended up in Talmadge or I ended up in Suffield, it was just a little way out of the way. But I'm here to tell you today that there are some decisions that we make in life, some spiritual decisions that will affect our life, that will have severe consequence. They will have a very drastic impact as to who and what I become. They will affect what I become in my life. Can I tell you today that there are decisions that I have made in my past that I am still reaping the consequences for today? The Bible lets us know that we will reap that which we sow. And there are decisions in our life, both good and both bad, that will affect us for a long time to come. I've made those decisions. I've made those wrong decisions. I've messed up at times and done things that were not right. And I still pay for some of those consequences. You look at me and say, well, you're a pastor. You've done everything right in your life. No, I haven't. It's only by the mercy of God that I stand here today. It's only by His mercy that I'm here right now. It's only because of His mercy that I am allowed to do this, that I have been. But I'm here to tell you today that I believe this church is at a crossroads in our existence. We are in a crossroads even for this year, determining what this year will become, determining what will happen, determining what will take place. There is a way which seemeth right unto man. There is a way that I can choose, that is by my own intellect, that is by my own ability, that is by my own reasoning. that is by the things that I can figure out. It can even be by counsel and people I've asked and friends that I've sought and things that I can figure out and choose. This is the direction that we're going to go. But then I read this scripture and I felt this impressed upon me. There is a way that seemeth right unto man. And if I choose, if I get it wrong, I know this ain't easy today, but I feel so strongly impressed upon me that there's some choices that we've made that have been our own choosing, that have been our own desire, that have been what we've wanted to do. And I believe what God was trying to tell me this morning is there is a way which seemeth right in your own mind, but that's not the way you follow. That's not the way you go. That's not where you're supposed to. That's not the direction to go. Oh, but it looks clear. It looks fine. Everything looks good that way. It all appeared that way for Lot too. Lot looked out on the plains and said, boy, look at that. It just looks beautiful over there. Oh, it looks nice there. But the end of Lot's life was a tragedy. Because there is a way. I'm going to keep saying it. It's going to burn inside of us. There is a way that seemeth right unto man. The prophet Jeremiah said it like this in Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 17. Hast thou procured this unto thyself, in that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God when he led thee by the way? The word procured there simply means made or done or accomplished. Have you accomplished or have you made or have you done this by yourself? He's trying to lead us. In 2014, he is trying to lead the church. The question is, will we follow or will we make our own way? The question becomes, am I going to follow him or am I going to go my own choosing? Want to get here at this crossroads in my life, and I don't want to get it wrong. I've pulled up to the sign. Do I turn to the right hand? Do I turn to the left hand? Which way do I go? And how easy it is for us to say, well, I'll just pick a way and head that way. I'll just choose a way and head that way. Oh, that area looks good. That way looks okay. I'll just go there or I'll just go there. You know, it really doesn't matter which way I'll go. I'll just head there. I'm sorry, but there are some choices that have eternal consequences. Here I am, standing here. Which way do I go? can I tell you, in 2014, it's got to be one way, His way. It's got to be one way, it's His way. When I get to this crossroads, and someone in this building here today, I believe I'm speaking to you right now, that you have come to the crossroads in your life. You've come to a place or a point in your life, and you've got to make a decision right now. You've got to choose what you need to do. Am I turning to the right? Am I turning to the left? What way am I supposed to go? How am I supposed to lead my family? How am I supposed to go in my life? Where am I supposed to go? And I've got to tell somebody today, don't make that decision until you've sought God. Don't make that decision until you've come, until you've found a place, until you've said, God, I want you to show me the way. I want you to lead me. I want you to show me and light my path. I'm here to tell somebody that if you'll make that decision, if you'll choose that way, it will be the right way, and it will be the only right way. Oh, can I just preach for a minute about His way? Because His way is perfect. His way, it's holy. His way, it's right. Oh, I found this in the Bible. I'm not just making this up. His way is everlasting. His way is pure. His way is righteous. His way is higher. His way is peace. His way is truth. His way is certain. And I found in Hebrews 10:20, and He calls it, He has made a new and living way. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but there's also a way that is His way. There is also a way that's a new and living way. And if I walk in it, that's why Matthew chapter 7 and verse 13, He says, enter ye into the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereout. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. There is a way that's right unto man. It's broad. It's paved. It looks clear. It looks nice. It looks, oh man, check out all that that's there. Look at everything that's before me. Look at the opportunity that sits there. Look at all those things. Oh, it looks so beautiful there. The land of opportunity must be right there. But narrow is the way which leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. Let me tell you why it's few. It's not few because God doesn't want it to be a bunch. Because He says it's His will that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So it's not narrow because He wants it to be that way. But I'll tell you why it's narrow. Because you've got to seek for it. You've got to want it. You've got to decide, that's the way I want to go. I may not be able to see through that gate. I may not be able to see what's on the other side. But I've got to make a decision at this moment. Which road do I follow? Which way do I go? Go the way I can see? Go the way that makes make sense? Go the way that looks great, or do I go the way that I can't quite tell what's beyond that gate? I can't quite see what's around that bend. I can't quite tell what's before me. I'm here to tell somebody right now, he is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path, and he'll do it when you choose to take that next step. He's not going to show you everything. He wants you to seek for it. He wants you to choose for it. He wants you to decide for it. But I'm here to tell you, when you take that next step, the light shines. Now I know to take this step, and the light shines. And I know how to take this step, and the light shines. And I know how to take this step, and the light shines. And it takes me here, and it takes just far enough. Why? So that I walk in trust and obedience. Because if it's all lit up, if it's all made up, then I don't have to trust him. If everything's big and everything's wide, then I don't have to obey him. He said, I'll make it narrow. You know what I found about the narrow path, though? When you read that word narrow and you begin to get into that and look at it, it actually means compressed, but it means as in pushed together with lots of people. Oh, it may be a narrow path, but there's been a whole lot that have already gone through it. There's been a whole lot that have gone before. There's been a whole lot that have already made it. That way isn't all grown up. It's not overgrown. Oh, you think, well, it's, yeah, that's old fashioned. Now, no, I'm telling you, that is not. It's the same way. I'm getting ready to close here in a minute. In Luke chapter 24, this is right after the resurrection. It's right after he hasn't shown himself completely yet. At this point, only I believe Mary has seen him. And the talk everywhere is simply this. Can you believe what happened in Jerusalem? Can you believe what took place there? The one we followed is the Messiah, the one we thought was the one we were supposed to go with, the one who we gave our lives for, the one. He's now gone. And people are confused, bewildered, and in disarray because this Jesus isn't with them. And the Bible records a story of two men. The Bible says that they were walking down the road of Emmaus, and they were talking about what took place, and they were talking about everything that was going on. And Jesus just sort of drops in. Kind of like my phone dropped out. He just sort of dropped in. And they're walking along, and all of a sudden there's this stranger that's right next to him. And as they're talking, they begin to ask, and have you heard what's gone on? And he's like, oh, tell me about it. Like, where in the world have you been? It's sort of like what happens when people ask me if I've heard about something. 99% of the time, I haven't. I'm usually the last one to know. But Jesus is just, you know, I believe he's testing them, and he's testing their heart, and he's testing their motives, and just, oh, tell me what's going on. And as the story goes in Luke, while they're walking, the Bible says that he begins to open up the scriptures, and he begins to talk to them, and he begins to share with them and show them how from the beginning all these things were prophesied to take place. But then they get to verse 28 of Luke 24. And this struck me. And as they drew nigh unto the village, whither they went, he made as though he was going on. In other words, he was testing them. And they're getting ready to make a turn. And he acts like he's going to walk on. You know, he wanted to know, do they want to go my way? Or do they want to go theirs? But the Bible says at this moment that they constrained him. Let that sink into you for just a second. Abraham, come here a second. We're walking down the road. You're Jesus. Don't let that get to your head. Okay. We're at the crossroads right here. I'm getting ready to go home. You just keep walking. The Bible says that they constrained him. They said, no, wait, stop. Don't go on without me. Don't go on without us. Please don't keep going. Please stop where you're at. You can be seated. Please don't go any farther. The Bible says, but they constrained him and said, abide with us. Please don't move on any farther. Please don't go any farther. Please don't go anywhere. Please stop and stay with me. Because as Moses said, I can't go anywhere unless I know you're with me. I can't take another step. I can't go anywhere unless I know that your presence is with me. It was, I believe, at this moment that was the crossroads for these two men. It all changed right here for them when they made the motion and said, God, I don't want you to go anywhere else, but stay with me. I'm here to tell somebody here at this valley, here at this place of decision, that what you need to do is recognize that God is here, but you've got a decision to make. Will he pass on, or will you say, no, stay with me? And verse 30 says, and it came to pass as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave to them. You ready? Verse 31. And their eyes were open. What? Their eyes were open. Their eyes were open. And they knew him. Can I tell you what happened at that moment? At that moment, all fear, all doubt, all disarray, all feelings of abandonment, all feelings of hopelessness, they were all vanished at the moment because their eyes were open and they saw who it was that was with them. And now he could say, boom, I'm out of here because you've got it. I'm out of here because you've got it. And their eyes were open and they knew him. Stand right now. There is a way. seemeth right unto man. And here I am, standing at the moment of decision, standing at the moment of truth, standing at the crossroads of my life. At this moment, what do I do? Can I give somebody a hint this morning? Somebody needs to constrain him. Someone needs to constrain him. Jesus, don't go any farther. Jesus, don't leave this service. Jesus, don't pass me by until I know. Please don't leave me. Please don't walk away from me. Please don't go another direction. Please don't go on.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Because at this moment, I need to know the decision to make. And so I ask this morning in closing, at this crossroads in your life, I believe God has brought you here for a moment and for a purpose. He has brought you here at a crossroads. Where do I choose? Do I go the way that seems right to me? Do I go the way that appears right to everybody around me? Do I go the way that seems logical? You're at the crossroads. It's your choice. I can't make that choice for you. I can only make the choice for my house. You know how the verse goes. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I can't make that choice for everyone. In that same passage, Joshua led them with a choice. And he says, you've got a choice. You can choose between life and death, good and evil. You have the choice. Choose you this day. And I believe God has brought us Hallelujah. To this point one more time.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Can I get real for just 1 minute in closing? I'm still early. It's still 10. It's not even 11:30 yet. So if you're getting nervous, you're okay. It's what my dad does. When he waits, he has everybody stand and he preaches a second sermon. So I'm just learning from him. But I want to get real for just a minute. Do you ever wonder... Smart move. Do you ever wonder Why it seems sometimes your life goes in circles. And you seem to come back to the same place. And you seem to come back to the same moments in life. And you seem to come back to the same issues. And you seem, they may take on different pictures and they may appear differently, but they're still the same. And it always seems that I get here and then I go on and I keep ending up right back here. I'm not talking about here physically as in this church. I'm talking about here in your life. And it just seems to cycle itself. Could it be that the reason that takes place is because you keep coming to the same crossroads? And God keeps bringing you to the same points. And he's saying, I want you to turn a different direction. And the reason we cycle is because we get to that point and we choose our way. And life becomes a rat race. And we seem to be running and running and running and running and going 100 miles an hour, but we're not getting anywhere. And I just seem as that dog chasing its tail. I just can't seem to catch it. And so we run and run and run and run and we get tired. And God says, I'm bringing you to the crossroads. Choose you this day. And we run and run and run and run and run and run and run, run. Choose you this day. And we run and run and run. At what point do I stand at that crossroads and I look at the path that I've seemed to continue to take? I say, not this time. Not this time. This time, it will be different. This time, I choose. Surrender.